Welcome to our next episode of the Husky Huddle, and I am so pleased to have with me Sarah Morris, who's going to tell us so much about the wonderful work that she's doing here in Olean. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Okay, to start off, I have been in the district for 6 years, but this is actually my 17th year of teaching. I have gone kind of a different pathway. My undergrad is not in this, it's actually PR and marketing.
Really?
And I have to say, just a side note, I'm super excited to be on the air again because I haven't been on the air since college. So this
Awesome.
was also very exciting to be able to do this with you today and kind of bring that back into a full swing. Besides that, though, the 17 years I taught in Central New York in Central Square, and
Where's that?
it's outside of Syracuse, up near it's up north, heading out or up 81, heading towards Canada that direction. So way up. And then from there, they actually were able to give me a 2-year sabbatical, and I took a sabbatical and taught overseas at an international school in the Czech Republic, which was really cool. Talk about learning yourself in a completely different way and having to restructure your whole educational thought process because these were multilingual learners. They were from all over the world. They were ambassador students. They were children. They were just so full of knowledge and wealth in different capacities. And it was just a really unique.
I went to an international school.
So awesome.
That is awesome.
It was a super fun experience, and I lived with two women both years that became my sisters of Prague. The three of us are still in constant contact, and I'm actually still very much involved with some of the people that I taught over there with, and still follow them on social media and have seen the changes and growth that they have made at the international school since I was there. I was there in from 2014 to, oh, excuse me, yes, 2014 to 2016. So,
Wow, what an awesome
yeah.
experience!
It was really cool. I went to my superintendent at the time and I said to him, look, like, here I am. I've just gotten into my 30s. I'm at that juncture in my career that I'm like, I don't necessarily have anything that's holding me back, but I really want to be able to expand out. Would this be something that could be put into like a system in place type thing? And he was like, yes, I think that this is great.
That's awesome.
It was really awesome. And then from there, the greatest part about it was when I was still in year one, I guess he went to our representative for our union and was like, is Sarah staying another year? And while I was over there, I was doing a lot of cross-curricular stuff with the district back stateside, which was really cool too. We did a monster matchup. We did a food integration thing between both. So my kids were able to see the kids stateside, and I was still able to have that linkage with the district that had given me such an outstanding first like go round of something so unique. And then when I came back, they were so great to me that they put me back with a principal that I had started with,
Oh, that's
and
great.
he'd even moved buildings, and they're like, we've got you all lined up. And so from there, I met the love of my life, and yeah, he's awesome. And I never thought that I would leave that area, but he was who brought me down here, and I've become a bonus mom to two beautiful girls. Yes. Everything happens for a reason. It was a random night that I met him. It was not supposed. I wasn't even in that thought process, but obviously, it's worked out. The craziest part about it was the summer that I came down to kind of just test the water, so to speak. An opening happened to be at Washington West, and it was in second grade, and second and third are my niches. And I went and said, is this something that you would be interested in me even looking into, and so forth. And I put myself out there, and I remember the interview process going really well. And at the end, they kind of left it with this, and I just really distinctly remember this. They asked, like, is there anything else that you would like to say? And I just remember saying to them at the time, you're probably wondering why someone with 11 years experience is walking through your door. And it's really that all of that. I met the love of my life, and I'm supposed to be here and this is the next avenue. And here I am 6 years later. And he has been such a huge part of my growth in education. He sat down with me 2 years ago. We have the same birthday.
Oh, wonderful. I love that.
Yeah,
Serendipity,
I know, right? Like, and
right?
it was literally the first thing. It was like, hey, he looked at us. I tattoo on my arm. He's like, oh, are you one of those astrological girls? No, this is just my, and it came out that, oh my goodness, that's my birthday. What do you mean? That's mine. So from there, he sat down 2 years ago. We were out for our birthday, and he said, you know, Sarah, like, I know that this is, you've always wanted to go administrative, you've always wanted to go leadership. And guess what? Like, I'm here to say you have done so much here. Now I want you to be able to continue your dreams and adventure. And it has been so great so far. So I applied to Bonas and here I am halfway through.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So that's like, I guess, a little bit of a snippet of where I've come full circle as far as like my personal life and in education. So here I am, 17 years in, still loving what I do.
That is fantastic. And the young ladies that you're the Baroness Mom for, I love their shoe game. Their shoes are amazing.
It was so cute. And the fact that like they tuned into yours that night too with at the one of the board meetings, like, I love her shoes. Well, tell Dr. Morris that.
Tell everybody about those shoes. I was like, they were the cutest sneakers. Oh my gosh. So yes,
Well, I'm glad
big
that
compliments
oh, I will make sure to
to
let them know. Hey, guess what? Dr. Morris still is loving on your shoe vibe, ladies. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And now tell us about the work that you're doing with your internship, because this is so exciting.
Yes, I am so thankful and so excited about everything that I've been able to do and be a part of. And I have to say, it really stemmed from our conversation a year ago. So I'm going to say thank you to you when I came in and I'd had a conversation with you and Jenny Bellotta about like what was most important to me and the things that I valued. You really tuned into that. So that was huge for me. As you know, my passion is with the mentoring, with student teachers, with trying to make sure that those who come into the profession really are feeling that comfortability and accessibility to those around them and feeling like they're a part of something. And I just really, really appreciated the fact that you're like, you know what? We really have some things that we need to look into, dive further into, things that haven't been looked at in a while. And that was making a TA handbook and really finding things that would work best for them. And today I'm actually meeting up with our OTA president and Dr. Irizarry to go further into where I'm at right now. It's 27 pages in length.
Oh,
And
that's
we're,
awesome.
it's come really far since the get-go in the
Because
fall.
last time we talked about it was just conceptual.
No, I actually
Wow.
have like a full-blown example in my bag. And I was like,
That's amazing.
yeah. So it's really come to life and it's been great. I've been able to talk to the TAs about things that they need. They're the things that they are looking for and feeling like they still are curious about, wondering about professional development, and really taking their ideas and thought processes that were laid out in a couple different meetings that we had and working with Dr. Irizarry so closely and being able to bring that to life. And what does that look like? And doing a lot of research on New York State's requirements, what other districts are doing to kind of make sure that their TAs are really feeling a value and are being seen and used, you know, in the best possible
Right.
ways. So I'm excited to get that kind of in first edition format by the end of the year. It's definitely a goal of mine, and I think it's one that can be accomplished.
Of course,
Yes.
yeah, it's
So
gonna be great.
yes. And I think it's great too because you would use the verbiage to have a triangular kind of uniformed look at it, where we have a handbook for new hires as far as teachers are concerned, and having a handbook for new administrative people coming into Olean, and then also having a handbook for those TAs that are starting to really move up the ladder in their own way and department. And I think having that whole triad will be huge going
Yes.
forward, and to make again the connectivity come to play. And I really just value that substantially. And
And thank you for helping that come to life because I remember we talked about it conceptually, and now it's like, wow, it's here. It's a product. It's a thing. It's there to be used as a resource. It's wonderful.
And I really have loved that from that resource, Mike and I have talked about like, well, what can we do for new hires this year? We had such a huge cohort, and that was so wonderful to kind of see such growth for the district, and also to see that we are coming to life in a brand new way. And I think that there is a new avenue to be to go down, and kind of things to look at and kind of value. So he said, he's like, would you like to try to set something up with your OTA president to put in front of the new hires of the year, whether they've had several years experience or are brand new? And so back at the end of January, we did a power hour, Rachel and I, and I was really impressed because it was not a mandate. So I wanted to stipulate that it was not a mandate. It was basically come if you would like, and if you would like to kind of meet others and just kind of talk and have a round table style discussion. So there was 19 of them that showed, and that was really impressive, because like I said, it wasn't a mandate. It wasn't, do this for whatever reason. It was come at your own free will. And I think that that showcases how vested they are and that they're looking to truly kind of find their own way and meet others in the same facet.
So what did you discuss?
During that time frame, I kind of started off. I'm a huge Kagan cooperative learning, and I wanted to be able to embed things that they could bring back to their classrooms, but also be able to be directly correlated to them getting to know one another and having very open, candid conversations about how they were feeling, whether they were feeling like they were in a really good place, or they're questioning things, or they're just feeling completely out of sorts, wherever they were in their in that at that moment, to kind of have those things. We talked about things that they would need to know as far as their teach accounts online, and real and what 403B, and getting invested in that at an early time frame in your career, and not necessarily waiting on those things, which is huge, right?
Yes, that is huge because I still learn things about, what we should and shouldn't be doing to prepare for that next stage of our professional and personal life. And I'm closer to the end. And I'm still learning stuff. I mean, it's so invaluable that you guys are sitting down with them now at the beginning of their career, especially in Olean, and saying, hey, you're starting this. Here are some ways to make sure that you're set for later. That's good.
It was just tips and tricks, and we also just talked about, we went into how they were feeling as far as their mentor program was concerned and the mentorship. Were they using the handbook that we had provided for them? Were they kind of,
That's great.
how often were they meeting with their counterparts and their colleagues? Were they feeling connected to those people? Were they feeling like they could go to them and have that understanding and respect that they were seen just as much as someone who had been here for a while and such? They were very honest. And what I really loved is I'd also done a questionnaire that they could do after the power hour. And today, that's one of the things that we're discussing, is kind of the data that came out of that, what they need going forward. And what I thought was going to be the case was really not. They actually really love the power hour style. They love to be able to kind of just be in that facade where they could kind of unwind, unravel, and be seen, and also be like, oh, you're also having the same thought processes, or oh, you have the same questions. I'm not alone. But a lot of them, I have to say, they love their mentors. They love the relationship that they have built with them and feel that security there. And at
That's
least having one
great.
or two people that you feel connected to, and also just are able to go to with anything and have no holds bar of what's going to be said, and not feel restricted in any way, I think is really, really a value. And I love the fact that Dr. Irizarry showed up. We actually had pizza and wings for them and made it really a low-key event. We are planning, I think, to do another one towards the end of the year to kind of see how the rest of the year has gone. We've talked about types of things to put in for report cards, things to kind of like how to tie in for even like progress reports, stuff like that. And then things that they felt were kind of lacking, and or that they still had questions on, to be very cognizant of them when we do new teacher orientation this summer. Like, okay, this is the stuff that they honed in on. Now we need to take this information and really make sure that we are cognizant of that to put it in play for the future of Olean and new hires that are coming in, especially with all the new changes with SPED, like seeing all of those, those jobs coming down and knowing that there is growth that's happening. I think this is a huge time to have it kind of come into play.
So did you guys do something at the beginning of the year when the new mentor mentee pairings were made, or was this something you guys did mid-year? And if so, is this something that you would suggest doing for in the future years?
Okay, so kind of going along with your questions, what kind of happened is as a mentor, we sat down with Jenna Toast and we had discussed how to kind of go through the handbook, what was kind of need. We met our mentees at the beginning of the year, but as far as having anything formalized where we started the year off with them, that wasn't necessarily the case. And when having very candid conversations with Mike about we need to beef this up, we need to make them feel that they're a part of this. We know that this is something that we really need to hone in on. He's like, okay, well, let's at least do a mid-year. And from there, and from whatever data we collect and use that to be able to maybe do this bi-monthly. And I'd actually given him a full PowerPoint thought process of going forward of like, we do it for new teacher orientation. We do one right around like the October-ish, November-ish era time frame, again in January, and then again in May, and having those just couple times scaffolded throughout the year to make it really a sound program so that people, both the mentors and the mentees, are feeling that. The mentees liked to be able to have that time alone, but they also thought it would be beneficial to have some times where we are cohesive with the mentors so that that open conversation is taking place with both sides.
That's a great idea, and that also provides that opportunity for that relationship building between all of these people, and it helps them feel like, the Husky community is their community, and that's what we want.
And I said that. I was like, we're a pack for a reason. That these like we can't do this alone, and we know that. And to be able to, excuse me, to be a part of a pack, you have to be able to have ups and downs and room for growth. And they were all like just so thankful and appreciative and willing to do it again. And I
Good.
think that that just shows their commitment. And I appreciated that too because you never know, especially in education, where people's thought processes are after the whatever their journey is with education and kind of seeing where they're going. But they all had great things to say, and I think today to kind of dissect into the data will be really beneficial as far as what exactly the plan is for the next power hour.
That's fantastic. And that's amazing work. I mean, it's never been done before, but it sounds like it has that perfect effect on our newest teachers, helping them feel supported, helping them be welcome to the pack, and helping support them through the first year so that they'll be successful going forward.
And I love, yes, all of that. And I love the fact that the newbies, like, they have that ability to have a second year too. And I would really love to be able to, especially with this cohort, continue with them next year. And just even if it's just a like 3 times throughout the year, having that time with them, just to kind of say, like, hey, now you're in year two, you're halfway to, through to your 10-year point. What are the types of things that you're really thinking about now that you've had that first year? And has there been any changes to the grade level that you're teaching? Those types of things that you never really know until, say, the end of the school year, what those changes could be. So I think that that'll be beneficial. And I also kind of see them as like a, it could be a big brother, big sister program that they could also link up with potential new hires and be like, you know what, I'm only in year two, but we're all in this together. I had said to Dr. Yerzari, I'd love to find a spot somewhere in the high school where they can all sign their names and put class of 2024 or something to that effect, or we join the pack in 2024, and being able to have them sign it just so that they know regardless that they're fully committed and also a part of the unity that is the pack. So
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think that's great. I could completely see like a big, huge husky, and we all sign our name. That would be fantastic.
and I think it would be really good for them to feel that, like every year going back, like, that was the year that I started, or these names that are up there are people that I can still go to now. And that was something that I don't know about for you, but for me, like the women that I started with or are some of my best friends to this day. And even those who've gone into administration already, who have ventured in different pathways and journeys in their careers, I still think of them as that group of women that we started together and we grew throughout our career path. And I think that that's so valuable. And I just am really a proponent of wanting that for other people.
Oh yeah. And I definitely have my connection with my friends and people, like you said, who started this with me, and we're still doing this. I call them, I'm like, what would you do in this situation? What's a good way to approach this? And it's just amazing because you know that they've gone through the same amount of time that you have, and they have a wealth of experience
Yes,
that they can share to
that
the world.
knowledge base is huge. And I thanked Rachel nonstop, our OTA president, about just being with me on this journey, because I think having somebody that they feel is connected to them in the union and is a part of that pathway also is huge, because they knew I was very honest with them, saying that I was going through leadership, but that this was part of my internship and my pathway. But I also said to them, I'm still with you 100% because I'm still in the, I'm still in the classroom also, and I'm still in this journey, in this section of my journey. And if my door is always open, and I don't ever want any of you to feel that like, oh, well, I know she's going this pathway. No, this is truly something that is 100% a part of where I see myself, and knowing that mentorship is so important.
And that's important too, because I remember, and I'm sure you're having this very same impact. You have your mentor, you have maybe the people that you work through in the building, but you always remember that person who had that positive impact on you, and you're having this positive impact on all these people who are going to be here and grow as part of our OEM path. So that's a great experience for them and for you, and it just really sets us up for success going forward.
I truly agree with that, and it's something that is just so near and dear to my heart. And I just have said, like, I think back to the other mentees that I've had over the years throughout the 17 years, and I still am in contact with them. And the student teachers that I've had the last couple of years, I just really want them to feel that success also, and know that they always have someone that they can go to and feel that connection with. And I just am, like I said, I'm very thankful that we had that conversation a year ago, and just really was like, okay, we know that these are things that are on our docket. These are things that we want to enhance. We want to bring that pack to be even stronger and make a unified front for everyone. And I can't wait to, I've got some ideas for things for new teacher orientation that Mike and I are, yeah. So Mike and I have got some, he's like, Sarah, it's funny. Like I say something, and then you're like, well, what about this, and this? Or like you take it to life. And I was like, well, but if it wasn't for you saying, hey, why not try this? Those ideas wouldn't even be spawning. So it's definitely a team effort, and I
That's good.
appreciate all of that from everyone. My principal's been great. Like I said, like me emailing her yesterday, being like, "Hey, I'm going up to do the podcast, and this is why." And she's like, "Of course, I'll." Like everybody's just so great, and just shows that there is that pack, and to let the new hires know that it really is truly there and how strong it can really be.
And how rewarding it is. And it's for our kids in the end. And when people hear about that type of community that we have here, then they want to come here. They want to bring their kids here. They want to work here. They want to be part of
Part of
that
it.
community. So it really benefits our kids in the end. So that's
It was
great.
just, it was a great power hour. And again, it kind of just flowed really well, where we did kind of two truths and a lie to kind of make them feel comfortable. And then it was going into a jigsaw of like, where are you in the scheme of feelings, and using I don't know if you're familiar with, but it's actually one of Dan's favorite movies, is Inside Out.
Oh
And
yeah,
all of,
love
yeah,
Inside
and
Out.
right. I am excited that they're having a second one drop. And I love the fact that anxiety is being brought into it. I'm like, oh, give us a thing. Yes. Like it's funny to me. I find it humorous. But anyway, we kind of just discussed, like, even though there's only four or five proponents in Inside Out of traits that and feelings, there are so many more, but kind of letting them discuss within their small groups and turning and talking to one another, and having that outlet and time. I also had given them Be Your Own Magnolia, which is basically like find your own pathway. And it's just a little excerpt that came out of several years ago now. And it's basically just saying, like, you might find teachers that are in these categories, but be the person who always shines through and finding that light every day in the job that is so important and valuable. And think about the students that you're with and making those connections with others that are in the same range of career path as you, as well as those who are veteran teachers, and then coming together again just to kind of enhance that pack. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm just so excited to talk about this with you. Is there anything else that you would love to talk about?
Honestly, I think that pretty much like sums up where I'm at right now, but I would love to come back maybe
Absolutely.
and do after even like the next go round or after new or like or before new teacher orientation to kind of pump that up, because I think that just being able to even have the new ones come in and like just do a hey, my name is, and those types of things, and just getting them rolling and on the right pathway would be wonderful.
I would love that. Please come back anytime you want. These microphones will be here waiting.
Oh, good. Good. And again, like the DJ side of me is like, this is so fun to be able to use this
Yes.
again and be a part of it. So thank you so much for today. I've had a great
Absolutely.
time.
Well, thank you for coming once again, and I appreciate it. And you are officially going to be on the Husky Huddle. I
Woohoo!
appreciate it. Woohoo! So thank you so much. And I am going to hit stop. I'd like to extend a very special thank you to Sarah for coming on to the Husky Huddle, and I look forward to having her again on the podcast. I can't wait to share with you more exciting work that we're doing in our district via the Husky Huddle podcast, so I hope that you'll tune in for our next episode. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.